It's almost summer in Haines, and that means several big events are on the horizon. The Haines Police Department is working on just how to keep the peace and maintain order at these annual occasions, which draw thousands into town. With the 24th annual Great Alaska Craft Beer and Homebrew Festival just days away, the local police department is pondering a new tact: plainclothed officers at the event. Haines Brewfest, the Kluane Chilkat Bike Relay, and the Southeast Alaska State Fair draw large crowds to this small community each year and are undoubtedly a huge boon to the local economy. Acting Police Chief Josh Dryden says, for the most part, they're fun events that provoke few shenanigans. But he says every year there are a handful of incidents. Some years, extra police are brought in to help with crowd control. But this year, for the popular Brewfest, the department might take a different approach when it comes to ensuring revelers and vendors have fun while abiding by the law.
You know, as soon as somebody sees an officer in uniform, if they're conducting any kind of behavior that the officer might, you know, pay attention to, they'll stop. But as soon as he walks away, they'll just start again. So I think having somebody maybe a little more inconspicuous might help.
Dryden says, as far as he knows, this would be the first time the local police department is considering having an officer in plain clothes at the beer festival.
He's just watching. He's just making sure everybody's having a good time. He's not there to trap anybody. He's not there to, you know, just to be sneaky. He's just there to watch. It's just it's a tactic that usually works during special events. Ones I've worked down south, there's numerous plain clothes.
This weekend will draw nearly 2,000 beer enthusiasts over the two-day affair. Dryden says last year there were fewer episodes compared to 2014, which was a little rowdier. He says, for the most part, Brewfest goers are, quote, happy drunks.
I expect the vendors and the bartenders to maintain their integrity and, you know, do their job and don't, you know, overserve somebody to excess.
Jessica Edwards has worked with the Southeast Alaska State Fair since 2010. She's been the director for a few years now. And she says the brewers and servers that come for Brew Festival each year are professional and conscientious. She says her organization works closely with several borough departments to make sure the event runs smoothly and safely.
We've had a very cooperative relationship with the police department. We've always encouraged them to please be a part of the festival as much as they can. You know, we're certainly not asking them to do security for us. We have our own mechanisms for that, but we have always really appreciated their presence. It's been very positive. They've interacted with the public, and we felt like it really has lent both a welcoming and a safe feeling.
But Edwards says this year seems a little different, with the possibility of police patrolling out of uniform. It changes the feel from fun and light to something more sinister.
And while I'm not particularly concerned about our ability to comply with the law, it definitely, to me, represents a bit of a change in the cooperation that we've had in the past. It feels like it assumes a bit of wrongdoing or something. There's a place it comes from that isn't the same.
Edwards says she wants to work with Sergeant Dryden and the department to address any concerns they have. All alcohol wranglers are certified with the state's training in alcohol management course, and the maximum 2-ounce pour is enforced. Beerfest brings in hundreds of visitors, and Edwards says is getting more and more statewide and national media attention.
It's an event that puts us on the map here in Haines, and so we certainly want it to continue to go well and to be positive. And we're hoping that we can continue that solid spirit of collaboration and coordination and cooperation with all entities involved, including the police.
Of course, with so many people in a confined area drinking beer for several hours, Edward says some concerns are understandable. But for the most part, the event is calm and cheerful.
I feel like we have really achieved an incredibly mellow vibe at this festival.
Interim manager Brad Ryan said he'd rather see all officers in uniform so that their presence is more of a preventative measure.
And it stops issues before they happen. And, you know, they're unidentifiable.
Statistics aren't readily available for the number of arrests or incidents during past Brewfests. But Edwards says she knows traffic is an issue, and there have been times when they've 86'd someone for misbehaving. It's bound to happen.
There's a ton of people here for this weekend. Our town is small, and so we feel the visitor impact in a way that is absorbed a little more easily in bigger communities. But the impact is also positive in some ways, too. You know, many ways, I'd say more, hopefully more than not.
Last-minute preparations are going well, according to the organizers, with shipments arriving, volunteers at the ready, and the chef for the Friday night dinner foraging in the woods for fresh edibles to add to the feast. 20 vendors will be on hand with a variety of ales and lagers for sampling. The Connoisseur's Tasting starts at noon on Saturday and is only open to 200 ticket holders. It's a chance for beer enthusiasts to get a more intimate tasting with time for questions and answers with the brewers. The main event starts at 1 p.m. on Saturday in Dalton City. Reporting in Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.